Radio Daily for, oh, what a great time it is. It's weekend eve.
Yeah, it is.
It's the 11th of January, 2018. Tis all the geek without the wait because we're done with this whole holiday nonsense. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man who just can't wait to bring you a show. It's Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
We've come here on stage tonight to do a show for you.
Glad you're excited. Hi there. Not yet. Just give me a second. Or then again, I don't know. Now I don't even want to do the damn thing. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
I suppose that I would. Fine. What happened today, sir?
1898, A.E. Keith and the brothers John and Charles Erickson, employees of Almon Stauger, received a patent for the rotary dial.
Before you just had that hand crank thing. 1902, Popular Mechanics is published for the first time. The magazine has, count them, five paying subscribers who will be purchased by a few hundred newsstand customers at a nickel a copy.
1935, Amelia Earhart takes off from Honolulu to become the first person to fly solo between Hawaii and California. She will land in Oakland the next day.
1960, the ACM/GAMM committee is convened with the mission of developing the first block-structured program language, ALGOL 60, algorithmic language, which will be the predecessor for the Pascal programming language.
1973, the United Kingdom's Open University grants its first degrees to students whose curriculum consisted in part of courses transmitted over radio and television.
1976, the science fiction television series The Bionic Woman premieres on the ABC network with the episode Welcome Home, Jamie, Part 1.
1984, the Apple Macintosh, the first consumer computer to popularize the computer mouse, and the graphical user interface is introduced during Super Bowl 18.
1988, the Star Trek Next Generation episode, The Big Goodbye, first airs. In it, Crusher, Data, and Picard are trapped in the holodeck by a computer malfunction, and they must survive the program that they've begun. Vive Pro, do not let this happen. Even Dixon Hill couldn't face it.
2000, construction of the first segment of the China-U.S. cable network, the first undersea fiber optic cable network between China and the U.S., is begun.
2001, America Online and Time Warner complete their merger to form AOL Time Warner after receiving final approval from the FTC. So AOL and TW are all AOL TW. FTC said okay.
Same day, same year, researchers in Oregon announced having successfully produced the first monkey genetically altered to contain a jellyfish gene for fluorescence because... we need glow-in-the-dark monkeys.
Haven't you always wanted a glowing monkey? 2007, China destroys its Fengyun-1C weather satellite, launched in 1999 with a ballistic missile 537 miles above the Earth. The impact creates about 28% of the junk that, at the time, was in orbit around the Earth. Maybe 24% now.
Okay, China, we get it. You can blow stuff up. You guys invented missiles. Jeez. An episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County becomes the first complete television program to ever be legally posted to YouTube. The post comes just days before the premiere of the series' second season.
And that's how The Real Housewives is geeky. Birthdays?
Matt Mullenweg, 34, co-created one of podcasting's greatest tools, WordPress.
Rockman Dunbar. Greatest name ever, is yes. 45. He's from Earth 2, Prison Break, and Sons of Anarchy.
Amanda Pete, 46, Jack and Jill, Identity, X-Files, I Want to Believe. But of course, we all remember that very special scene from The Whole Nine Yards.
Yes, we do. Mary J. Blige is 47 from The Wiz, live, and she's going to be in Sherlock Gnomes. She sings stuff.
Damn good singer. A gal that I used to have a crush on, Kim Coles, 56 years old, from In Living Color and Living Single.
No longer with us, born the state in 1872, G.W. Pierce invented the single-stage crystal oscillator circuit, which became the touchstone of the electronics communication art.
1885, Alice Paul, American suffragist, feminist, and women's rights activist, and the main leader and strategist of the 1910s campaign for the 19th Amendment.
1908, Lionel Stander from 1941, and was Cup in the Transformers movie. No, the good one.
1912, Don Red Barry. Frankenstein, 1970 version. Orca, Dr. Dracula.
He's got like so many degrees in hematology.
Well, I'm sure one of those movies is probably going to be on television on CBS. We've got a new Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon. Man, they need to switch the order up. Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't understand going the prequel. ABC, Child Support. It's a game show. Really? Truth and Lies, the Tonya Harding story.
Although, in fairness, when you watch Star Wars, you always watch the original trilogy first, then the prequels if you have to.
They made a prequel trilogy?
New superstore, Michael's new design is unveiled on The Good Place. Will and Grace, great news in Chicago Fire.
I'm glad that neighborhood got better. On Fox, it's The Four, Battle for Stardom.
CW has the 23rd Annual Critics' Choice Award.
Freeform is just confusing us now. They're showing what to expect when you're expecting.
It's certainly not going to be Harry Potter or Twilight anymore. AMC has Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We love you. On Bravo, the chefs create German-inspired dishes on Top Chef. I know nothing.
I keep waiting for James Bond to show up in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Always disappointed. CMT has a new Nashville.
FX is showing Pitch Perfect 2. Not as good. Hope the third one's better.
FXX has Simpsons, Bart the Genius, Milhouse and Love, Homer Goes to College.
Love that one. FXM will be showing Hitman, Agent 47. They show that a lot.
I haven't seen the first 46. IFC has Paranormal Activity Marathon.
Nickelodeon, a WWE superstar, is down, brother, on Paradise Run.
BBC America has The Outsiders.
Stay gold. Spike is showing Hercules, not the Disney version.
Sippy has the family getting trapped in a time loop on a new Hanson Brothers Ghost of the Dough. That's superstition, not supernatural.
Oh, no. Turner Classic Movies, it's Gaslight.
TV Land, or is it? TV Land has the same new Nashville.
Sure, but we're watching the Sci-Fi Channel because ghosts invade a sorority on Halloween night, and when the house mother starts killing the sisters, the survivors have to make it through the night. Morgan Fairchild, Alessandra Torresani, star in American Horror House.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Brady reveals to Victor his plans for Eve. He's going to create his own personal army of fembots. Chloe grills Eve about her intentions towards Brady, because he's not just a piece of meat, you know. Lonnie makes an important decision. Alexia or Google Home? JJ resigns from the Force. Do you think that makes him less dangerous or more dangerous? Hashtag Chappy forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Let's check. Good day all from the slightly frozen, i.e. Canada. I'm just catching up on the show. Missed you dearly while you were all frolicking through your holidays. There were a couple things mentioned on Monday's show that caught my attention. First, Sarah Polley's birthday and what she's known for. I'm sure many a Canadian listener thought, what about Road to Avonlea? It was a popular show spun off from the Anne of Green Gables miniseries based on the books by Canadian author Lucy Maud Montgomery, and is how Miss Polly became a household name up north. Just some bonus trivia for your other listeners. Well, I can explain that for you very easily. We're Americans. We only know American stuff. Also, about this whole Olaf fiasco, I'm not usually one to worry about modern society's relationship with consumerism, but the fact that people are willing to get outraged about an extra 10 minutes of animation before the actual movie starts, but not, let's say, the damn 10 to 20 minutes of advertising is insane. Although technically Olaf was 20 minutes. I realize I was in relation to a children's movie and kids don't have a lot of patience, but if I had kids, I'd be more worried about the ads they're exposed to. I'd love to see a return to the early cinema tradition of cartoons before a movie. God, right? Maybe we can't get ads removed from all movie screenings, but maybe we could contact our provincial, or in your case, state, lawmakers and try to have advertising limited when it comes to movies rated for kids. Then maybe they'll get to enjoy the cartoons. Priorities, people! Priorities! So until the flat earthers prove us wrong by walking over the edge, make mine GRD. That's from Ted.
Well, Ted, I would like to say that I agree with you. I'm not a huge fan of the commercials before the movies, the amount of them. However, if you think that the Olaf animation before the movie was anything other than an advertisement, you may want to go back to the film sometimes.
That's an excellent point, because that was people's biggest problem was this has nothing to do with what's going on. But I'm with you. I think movies need to be reexamined in the first place. When I went to see the remake of Friday the 13th, or the sequel if you prefer, and these cops were carting teenagers coming in to make sure no one under 17 was coming in, and then these jackass 21-year-olds bring in their 4-year-old daughter. Yeah, let's reexamine movies and and not have Olaf around anymore. If you'd like to weigh in on movies and movies about goats or the movies about men who stare at goats, drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We are all about the controversial issues.
Or we could just, you know, let it go.
If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week, written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me. As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Davison, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. If it's an eve of a weekend, you know what's going to be in store.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
And that's just what's going to happen in this crazy madcap gaming world. What are we doing? What are we playing?
Furry, or Fury, is an ultra-responsive mix of fast-paced sword fighting and dual-stick shooting. Featuring character designs by Takeshi Okazaki, creator of Afro Samurai, and an explosive electro soundtrack. It's available on the Switch.
Crazy Climber, the 1980 forgotten game returns. Climb to the top of a building as a helicopter awaits, a precursor to the platformer genre. Crazy Climber was the first game revolving around climbing. It's also for the Switch.
Super Meat Boy gets another release when his beloved Bandage Girl is kidnapped by the evil Dr. Fetus. The diminutive yet plucky Meat Boy springs into action, also available on the Switch.
The 1994 I Want That Street Fighter 2 Money Art of Fighting 2, which is the direct sequel to the original Art of Fighting and not one of its knockoffs, adding a more traditional single-player mode where any character can be chosen and an improved character roster, also for the Switch.
For your button-mashing pleasure, Street Fighter V Arcade Edition is available on the PS4.
Rocket League, the sequel to supersonic acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars, Rocket League is the second vehicular sports action game developed by Psyonix. Guess what it's for? The Switch!
Soundtrack made by Elton John. Inner Space? Whatever it is, I hope it involves pelting through Martin Short. It's available on the Switch, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and that was the best intro because they didn't actually give us a description.
I guess that's a Piltdown Man reference.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Stranger Things actress Millie Bobby Brown has set her sights on real film star territory. It's going to happen soon. Sure. We get it next month, Godzilla King of the Monsters, but I'm talking like movies. I'm talking Legendary Entertainment has her set to star and, wait for it, produce a film series based on the young adult fiction series, The Enola Holmes Mysteries. In the books, Enola is a 14-year-old sister of Sherlock Holmes, you might have heard of him, goes on to her own series of mysterious adventures. It's a little derivative, but hey, come on, it's been well received by critics, people are reading it, and kids are reading it, and that's always the important thing. The deal with Legendary comes on the heels of her finishing up the aforementioned Godzilla work, and it would seem that they're getting along well. But she's a producer? At her young age? Is that just a credit she's getting for something? Or is she doing real production work? Whatever. Her work on Stranger Things, she seems like a solid pick for a young sleuth, and we'll sure if it finds an audience if it's executed well. So beware, mouth breathers. Her game is afoot.
Tim Miller is currently developing a film starring one of the youngest X-Men, who, since her introduction as a teen in 1980, has gone on to become one of the team's most talented members and leaders. And if she were real, she would have placed a restraining order on the Vicar a long time ago. To be fair, there are no concrete details about the proposed film other than its existence. Fox is still actively pursuing the project, even as the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Deadpool, and company get ready to join their Marvel siblings in the House of Mouse. Of all the classic characters introduced in Fox's X-Men franchise, Kitty, Shadowcat, if you will, has gone through the most iterations, with two actresses portraying the character in small bit roles before Ellen Page's version of the character was a full-fledged X-Men member in The Last Stand, one of the only good things about it. Kitty's addition to the X-Men in 1980's Uncanny X-Men 129 marked the beginning of a new generation of mutants joining Professor Xavier and his team of misfits fighting to save the world. Even if this project never quite gets off the ground under Fox's guidance, Marvel could potentially subsequently pick the project up, which means Kitty Pryde could very well end up becoming the woman who ultimately introduces mutants to the MCU. Maybe they can redo Days of Future Past with her instead of Wolverine, as it should have been.
Professor Xavier's a jerk. Late last year, okay, a month ago, we told you Nintendo was going back to the movie business and that they were nearing a deal with Illumination Entertainment to bring an animated Super Mario Brothers to the big screen. But there's been no news since then. Then in an interview, Nintendo president Tatsumi Kimishima stated that while Nintendo does plan on moving forward with the Super Mario Brothers movie, they have yet to pin a deal with their partner. So, He also stated they hope to make an announcement regarding the deal soon, and if everything goes ahead as planned, a 2020 release date, and I don't need Hugh Downs in this thing, is possible. It's also been emphasized that Illumination is only rumored to be in talks at this point, so do not count on the movie game just yet. But don't count them out yet either, because Pokemon Go, Super Mario Jump, Animal Crossing, they've all proven that they're interested in pursuing goals and expanding their company. So, it could happen, but we can no longer promise the Super Mario movie is a reality.
If those Transformers movies have somewhat soured you on your favorite Cybertronian citizens, there is always the cartoon, especially when they pull some good casting. Ron Perlman and Mark Hamill have joined the cast for the upcoming Transformers Power of the Primes, the upcoming animated web series from Machinima and Hasbro. Currently scheduled to launch in the second quarter of the year, Power of the Primes will close out the trilogy that launched in August 2016 with Transformers Combiner Wars and continued last year with Transformers Titans Return. Hamill will play Megatronus, the first Decepticon, exiled from Cybertron after murdering one of the other original 13 Primes. Perlman plays Optimus Primal. Mikey Way, Jamie King, Greg Berger, and WWE's Samoa Joe also join the cast for the new season. Will Wheaton, Judd Nelson, and Kerry Walgreen are returning to voice their characters from previous outings, and once again, the new series will be overseen by executive producer F.J. DeSanto and written by Adam Beechin. I cannot wait for their first scene together. Now look here, my rude friend. We can't have people cursing at each other on the freeway. It's simply not polite. I'm just going to have to teach you some manners. I'm fireproof. You're not.
We at GRD are big supporters of equality. So to all of our female listeners, we want you to know that your time has come. Your time is here. Up until now, it looked like women would be missing out on the exciting opportunity to make love to the cold, lifeless bodies of machines. But don't despair, ladies. Real Doll, maker of those alarming plastic sex bots for men, will be making real dolls for women, too. And before you ask, yes, it will come with a bionic penis, which never, ever tires, at least. That's what they say. They even have those Polar Express lifeless blue eyes. Matt McCullough of Real Doll said the company's currently tweaking the sexbot's voice and personality and says users will be able to choose any penis size that suits them. I'm sure women will find robots equally appealing as men. If women are that interested in getting satisfaction from a vibrator, imagine how the same women will feel having a robot they can put their arms around and having the robot squeeze them.
Sex robot.
At long last, ladies, and some gentlemen, you can make your dreams of an evening with Gigolo Joe come true. Until guys' fragile egos make them ban them for, like, safety or something. They made us too smart, too quick, and too many. We are suffering for the mistakes they made because when the end comes, all that will be left is us. That's why they hate us. That and the never-tiring penis, little Viagra boy. That's the director's cut. If you've never seen the AI director's cut, you really gotta check that out. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons, attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, licensed to license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. You never know what you'll find there. So many interesting things with much more to come. Many more to come? I don't want to narrow it down to any small amount of numbers. I'm babbling. Give us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We've had so many interesting ones. Let's find some more. That would be fantastic. You have a fantastic one as well. I need a shot.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
You are all weirdos.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
I guess you know what a rotten reputation this class has. The other teachers have all sorts of terrific little names for you. Guess you can be a pretty rough and rowdy bunch, huh? That's okay. I don't mind that, because it just shows me you've got a lot of spirit, and I like that. However, I am not just another substitute. I am here to stay, and if we're going to get along, you're going to learn a little bit about respect. Now, some teachers feel that the best way to get respect from their students is to threaten them. Would you please hand me that telephone book? I don't like to make threats, because most of the time, they're not really carried out, you know? And I've always felt that the best way of teaching was the gentle approach. I feel that respect for a teacher should grow naturally through friendship and through trust. And I expect you to be able to develop and understand all this and have that kind of respect for me.